love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
And now, more tales from the tap end. Here's my friend Chris.
All right.
What you got?
Okay, I thought we'd go to the 17th year at the tap end, if you're keen.
Is this your new catchphrase, if you're keen? Because it appears a lot.
Oh, before the tap end.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what other situations you use it in.
Actually, you text me if you're keen all the time. I've just thought about this.
But not just to you. Like, do you say it to your girlfriend?
What, are you keen?
Yeah, I'd like to do this, if you're keen.
Usually, what I do is I just send a text out and it'll be like, pub 4:30, keen, ?
Yeah, that's true. I've had that.
Keep it simple.
Hashtag, if you're keen.
Yeah, so we're going to go to the 17th year, if you're ready.
If you're keen, yeah.
If you're keen and ready.
Ready.
Becky?
Ready.
I'm ready. Every now and then, for a group of lads, we excel ourselves at planning. And the weekend coming up was no exception. Friday night, the plan was to go round to Chinese Dave's to watch the football and have a barbecue. And then Saturday, we were off on a road trip.
Are you one of those people that has barbecues even when it's like 10 degrees?
If the sun is shining, I believe in barbecues. I'm not bothered whether it's hot or cold.
And just the one barbecue or...?
There was a phase at uni where I was learning to cook and I wasn't that good. So I used to just do disposable barbecues every day.
Every day?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it wasn't that good for the environment, but...
No, it wasn't that green. But,
no,
you
but
know.
It was an effective way.
Yeah.
And then we lost, we got given a barbecue in our third year. We were given a barbecue at the house, which went missing one night. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, we had to improvise with a shopping trolley, which we found. And it made for a fantastic barbecue.
How do you do a barbecue in a shopping trolley?
Where's
the charcoal?
Well, you put all that underneath, put the shopping trolley on top, and then you can just rest the food along the lid.
Oh, so you're using the trolley as a grill?
Yeah, as a grill.
Wow, that's genius, isn't it?
It was like something off Blue Peter.
Yeah.
Saturday, we're off on a road trip up north to Alton Towers. Do you want the other version?
Eh?
Well,
say a popular northern theme park.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say brands, am I, in this? Yeah. So
I thought we were allowed to choose where the story went next. You know, like those books where it's like, did he A, go into the cave? Did he B, fight the dragon? Or does he C, go home and have some fish fingers?
It's a good idea. I might do that on one of them. This Saturday, we're off on a road trip to a popular northern theme park.
Yeah.
It was the stuff of legends, and a week at school flew by with this to look forward to. I turned up at Chinese's, beers in hand, and carrying a token box of burgers. I was one of the first there, and one by one, the lads turned up, each bringing a pack of burgers or sausages, except for Webbo, who turned up with a salad. This was a classic Webbo move. He always had to be different. I remember in Prague, when we all went for a pizza, it came to ordering drinks, and one by one, the lads each said they would like a pint, except for Webbo, who fancied a Bailey's.
Bailey's, please.
It made us look stupid, do you know what I mean? He always had to do something different. I once saw him order a hot chocolate in a pub on a night out.
Oh, I've done that.
I have as well.
That's lame. You can't do that.
Why not?
Just looks weird. All the same, it was a great evening. And it was a warm evening. And we enjoyed a barbecue and watched the football. All was fine until Chango got a bit lively. We had all said that we would take it relatively easy that night to prepare for a big trip the next day. Unfortunately, Chango had raided Chinese's garage and found some wine and wasn't holding back. Next thing I heard was Chinese's mum screaming. Chango had had too much and had been ill all over the bathroom wall and door.
Oh,
God.
Chinese's mum was furious and we were all banished to the garden, where we eventually all fell asleep for the evening.
So you just fell asleep?
It was really pleasant, actually. It was like camping without a tent.
Under the stars?
Yeah.
So you were banned from the house by Mrs. Chinese Dave?
Yeah, Irish Nancy.
What? I'm totally confused now.
How does that work?
Chinese Dave's mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, Irish Nancy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So what's his dad called?
Ray.
Has he got anything before Ray or just Ray?
No, he's just called Ray.
Right, okay. So you've got Chinese Dave.
That's the son.
Irish Nancy.
That's the mum.
And Ray.
The dad.
Right, yeah. Okay, just so we're clear.
Chinese's mum was furious and we were all banished to the garden. I've said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Morning broke in sunny Harrow.
There we are.
And I woke up on some of Chinese's garden furniture. Chango was forced to clean up his mess, and although Chinese's mum wasn't happy, she eventually let us back in the house so that we could clean up, then escape for some breakfast. But there was no time for hangovers. Today was the day of the popular northern theme park.
Nice work.
Chango had sobered up enough to drive, and he was taking a carload, and my friend Hannah was taking a few of us in her car. Before long, we set off. It was a long journey, and Hannah sang the whole way there, which was fine at first, but after a couple of hours began to get annoying.
What was she singing?
Oh, we've had her before. Has she got the one with the reputation for doing this?
Yeah, I was hoping you wouldn't remember her.
Why?
If I'm honest, because she's... I just didn't want to bring up the story again with Hannah.
Well, you just wrote it in the tap end.
But it's not the same time, is it? Or is it this is the one only time? Because she sang on the way to something else.
She sang on the way to Leeds, correct.
Yes.
This was the one who kissed you on the lips.
Me?
Me.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one where you were refusing to name her. And
that's
then
right.
Eventually we did get out of you. Her name was Hannah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now.
Just all awkward now, isn't it? I shouldn't have written it again.
It's all fine.
There was nothing wrong with being a cautious driver, but she also wasn't the quickest.
What was she singing?
Just whatever was on shuffle. It was just annoying. She was one of those where even if she didn't know the words, she'd sing along.
Yeah, like my dad.
It's tiring.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong with being a cautious driver, but she also wasn't the quickest, and Chango and the lads in the other car took great pleasure in stopping for food and then driving past us hanging out the windows with burgers. And they'd sort of... What they would do is, because they stopped several times when we weren't stopping, they would drive past us, get, you know, drop trow and everything, be out the window, giving us full moon.
There's no...
And we had to sit there in the back like Muppets, not allowed to do anything.
Full moon.
Our car was a different situation. Hannah didn't want to stop, and the windows had to stay up to allow the aircon to work. It was long. On reaching the popular northern theme park, we parked up, met up with the other lads, and dumped the couple of girls we were with. The boys
That's
were
a bit harsh. You've just got to the theme park. You can't finish with them there.
I was bored of them by then.
Well, how long had you been going out with them for?
What, as part of our friendship circle.
Oh,
no,
so they weren't...
You said you dumped them.
I was like, bloomin' heck, of all the places you could take girls and then just finish with them.
No. They weren't girlfriends.
Oh, right. So when you say you dumped them when you got there, you meant like you just didn't hang out with them anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly
Not like you'd been in relationships and decided you might love I've had enough of you now.
No.
Yeah. There's loads of ladies here.
Before we go on the big one, I've got something to tell you. You're off.
But thanks for lift.
Do you know what? I bet some people have done it.
Yeah.
The boys were quite keen to use this as an opportunity to meet some new talent. Tickets were more expensive than I thought, and they wouldn't accept my Blue Peter badge for entry.
I reluctantly try.
I did try, yeah. God. It was always worth a go.
So you.
I reluctantly stumped up the money, which had now severely dented my food fund, and we were in. I'll be honest, I'm not the best with the big rides at theme parks. I've never been a fan. I once pretended to be ill to bunk off a Cub Scout trip to... Oh, it's another name of a theme park. Southern-ish. You can see it from the M25.
Yeah, I know. Is it the...
It rhymes with Pork Park.
No, there is a Pork Park, isn't there?
I think there is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that one.
We've had this conversation before, haven't
we? Pork Park?
Yeah.
We'll just call it Pork Park.
Okay.
I was taking this trip a lot more seriously than the other lads. I wasn't here for fun, but more to face my fears head on. We started on a couple of what I thought were the easier rides, but it wasn't long before the lads wanted to up the ante. We even met a couple of girls in the queue that the lads had taken a bit of a shine to. They looked around our age, and for once our boys, probably due to the adrenaline from the rides, stumped up the courage to talk to them. They seemed nice. Chazza was very keen. We were in the queue for Nemesis when Chazza got their names. The whole ride, he kept shouting things at them, telling them they were fit, and shouting cheesy chat-up lines. He thought it was hilarious.
Girls love that.
And it was. They were even laughing a bit themselves. But when we got to Rita, Queen of Speed, I bottled it. I didn't like the look of the ride.
Was that a girl or a ride?
Is that one of the girls that gave you the lift?
No, that's a ride. No, that's a ride there.
Oh, hey.
They've got a ride called Rita.
Queen of Speed.
Yeah. What a rubbish name for a ride.
Yeah.
Have you changed that so that we don't know the brand and which theme park it is?
I'm fairly certain that was the name.
You're like,
Rita,
oh, I can't
Queen
say that one because they'll know which theme park I'm at. I'll call it Rita.
I think that was the name. But when we got to Rita, Queen of Speed, I bottled it. I've said that. Yeah. I didn't like the look of the ride and made some feeble excuse to stand on the side and watch. I stood next to two older people, but I clocked the situation right away. These two were the parents of the girls Chazza now had his arm around, and they didn't look happy. I tried to signal to Chazza, but he was ignoring me.
He had his hands around both of them, arms around both of them.
Yeah, he was like in the middle, sort of around.
Wow.
The dad turned to me and asked if I was with him. I wanted to lie, but couldn't, and he told me in no uncertain terms to get Chazza off his two daughters. I assured him it wasn't how it looked, but as they got on Rita Queen of Speed and waited for the lights, I watched as Chazza gave me two thumbs up, pointed at the girls in front, and made an action with his hands that was wholly inappropriate.
Is Chazza like the pit bull of theme parks?
No, I think Chazza just saw an opportunity with these girls and he was pumped up on adrenaline and actually went for it. Usually as a group, we're pretty useless at going up and meeting new people. The dad shouted, but the ride was off. And I stood there for 3 minutes with the world's angriest dad. To make things worse, every time the carriage passed us, Charlie repeated the gesture.
Oh, no.
It was that one.
Oh, no, not that one. Oh, my God.
So it's really awkward. I'm there kind of going, no, mate, no, and waving, but he just took that for another, you know. The dad made a formal complaint, and understandably, we were told to move on from that section of the park. Chazza was warned about his behaviour, and we enjoyed the rest of the time in the park. Generally, it had been a quality weekend. No girls, of course, but I left having conquered some of the rides and having learnt valuable diplomacy skills with dealing with angry dads. It was a weekend of facing fears.
I think that's one of my favourite ones yet.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
Really?
Yeah, really, really good. Have you had to encounter many angry dads?
No, luckily for me, I haven't. Mm. Really?
No.
You?
Yeah, a few.
Really?
Yeah. Becky, angry dads?
No, I'm just, sorry, I wasn't really listening to that. I was just Googling Rita. Apparently Rita was temporarily renamed Camilla to celebrate the marriage of Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles.
Is she back to Rita now?
Yeah, just Rita now. She used to be Queen of Speed, but they've dropped the colon on that.
She's not as fast anymore. She's slowed down.
She's getting slow in her old age. I wish Becky had a ride named after her. That'd be good. So you're riding Becky. Well, no, I mean, like, in terms of a theme park. Oh, God.
What would you like it to be called, and what would her colon be?
It could be, like, Becky, Queen of Health and Safety. That's just a really boring ride.
What are you trying to say? That's so offensive. He just called you boring.
I know, I can't. But,
well, no, I meant it would be cautious. It would be like the teacups or something.
I think it's better if you just stop talking.
let's leave that here, right here. B. C. BBC. Radio.